is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Bud Mishkin. 1 week after the attacks on Saudi oil facilities, the Trump administration has announced it is sending troops and military hardware to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced the U.S. is considering plans to move additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia.
The president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense.
President Trump's decision follows Saturday's attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which U.S. officials blame on Iran.
Right now, we're focused on helping the Saudis improve their defenses of that infrastructure.
The president says the story of a whistleblower filing a complaint about his conversation with the leader of Ukraine is ridiculous. He tweeted again this morning that nothing he said during that phone call was wrong. CBS's Paula Reed.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump pressured the Ukrainian president 8 times to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter, who worked for a Ukrainian gas company during the Obama administration.
Not one single credible outlet has given any credibility to his assertion.
While campaigning in Iowa, Biden first dismissed any wrongdoing, but he later fired back, writing in a statement, "Such clear-cut corruption damages and diminishes our government by making them tools of a personal political vendetta."
The rain is over, but the work in southeast Texas after Tropical Storm Imelda is just starting. CBS's Maria Villarreal is there.
Water is invading every part of Dennis Nation's home.
Is this worse than what it was like 2 years ago?
It is from an emotional standpoint because we went through it and we got through it.
He plans to clean up the house, but he's still not sure he'll ever move back in.
Things aren't going to get any better. They're just going to get worse. It's heartbreaking.
At least 5 people are dead and more than 1,700 had to be rescued. In Hong Kong, another weekend of anti-government protests. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd. The protests are in their 4th month. In Boston this morning, Congressman Joe Kennedy made it official.
I'm here to announce that I am going to be a candidate for the United States Senate.
Kennedy is the grandson of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. At this hour in Washington, D.C., friends, family, and admirers of the longtime NPR and ABC News broadcaster Cokie Roberts are gathered for her funeral. Roberts was known for her political reporting and also as one of the so-called founding mothers of NPR. She died of cancer earlier this week. Cokie Roberts was 75. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
For 48 Hours fans, a new podcast.
I'm Erin Moriarty, 48 Hours, and this is my life of crime.
Revisit the Lizzie Borden murders.
Lizzie Borden took an acid.
Go behind prison walls.
What was the crime that brought you here?
Hear a horror story that hits close to home.
Erin, there is no excuse to give your home address to a serial killer.
And much more. My Life of Crime. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
The coast is clear. At least, that's the goal.
International Coastal Cleanup Day began with a few volunteers in Texas 30 years ago. Now it's spread across the country and around the world. Hundreds of people are picking up trash along Daytona Beach today. Volusia County Coordinator Sammy McCorkle.
Last year, we had 7,313 pounds.
It's a small fraction of the 23 million pounds collected worldwide, but organizers say it all helps. The most common trash found on what they call the world's most famous beach?
Over 40,000 cigarette butts last year.
McCorkle says people will look for anything that can harm sea turtles and other creatures. They'll catalog whatever they pick up. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And in Ireland, the town of Listunvarna is hosting the annual Matchmakers Festival. Some 40,000 festival goers are expected. Fourth generation matchmaker Willie Daly says he's played Cupid for 50 years and matched 3,000 couples. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Now,
from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
High school racism. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. The principal of Lincoln High School says an investigation of racial slurs and anti-gay taunts by the home crowd during a football game at San Clemente High is complete, and a report will be released Monday. The Union Tribune quotes Principal Stephanie Brown saying it is important to speak the truth about the type of racism our students faced. County public health officials say students and staff may have been exposed to tuberculosis at Morse High School in San Diego between June 17th and July 26th and from August 26th through September 10th. The county will offer free TB tests at the school this coming Tuesday. This report sponsored by the Scream Zone. Skip down the Wizard of Oz, Bloody Brick Road in the Chamber. Get sucked down the House of Horrors sewer on the hayride from hell. The Scream Zone at the Del Mar Scaregrounds. Half price opening night, Friday, September 27th. 63 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the Padres were snake bit last night as the Diamondbacks zeroed them out 9-0 at Petco Park. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. On this wonderful September morning, September the 21st. Once again, we're almost to Christmas again.
Beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning. My brother Kevin Bowersock is joining me here this morning as we're going to be talking about finding 10 problems maybe a car can diagnose by itself. Actually, it's harder than you think to find 10 problems a car can diagnose by itself. But we are talking about technology today and some of the great things about cars, and that's what we'll be discussing today as we work our way down through the field. Do want to remind folks, the show is brought to you by, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, as the intro said, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 27 years now, taking care of folks up there in North County, there to help you and assist you. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there in East County for over 6 years, taking care of folks now. Along with West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in Central San Diego, around the corner from us here. Taking care of folks there in Central San Diego for 3 years now, smog certified and AAA approved. And now West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. Previously Miramar 76 Center, Service Center, there at the Eastgate Mall and Miramar Road in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and smog certified over there, taking care of folks over there since April 1st we've been. So we got about, 5 months under our belt now over there?
Yeah,
about 5 months. So we folded in with Dan, of course. Dan was there for, had worked there and then owned it for about 12 years. But before that, Dan had been there about 10 years before working for those folks. So Dan been over there a long time. So we got a lot of history there. Between the four locations, taking care of folks all over San Diego County. I do want to let you know that all of us from the West Automotive Group, including myself and all my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. You should stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired. Find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. If you grab one of these cards, they're quite amazing, actually. You can use them over and over again. Any service or repairs that you have over a certain amount, I think it's $299, qualifies for 6 months no interest. It's a great way to break up the cost of a repair or service on your vehicle and not have to absorb it all in one shot. Always good things to have a little help when doing that.
Well, it's always nice to have a credit card around to just...
It is specifically for that.
Well, exactly. Well, for anything. I mean, as long as you use the credit card, right?
Yeah. Well, and that no interest thing, you know, use it, pay it off in 6 months. And like I said, it helps you break up. You don't have to pay everything out in one shot, which
is probably still cheaper than a car payment. I mean, if even if you put a transmission in your car, it's probably still cheaper than a car payment.
That's way cheaper than a car payment if you look at a new car versus insurance.
Well,
that's another show. but yeah, so, you know, making a decision on how to repair a car. Obviously, depending on the year, make, model, how old it is, how many miles are on it, is always a decision put in when it's a big repair. But regardless, even if it's a $1,000 repair, which isn't a big repair, if you want to break it up over 6 months, it's quite a bit cheaper that way. And no interest, so you're not getting hurt. You're not losing anything else. Good way to go. You can also take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis along with our free shuttle rides, tour from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles we always have available at all four locations. But keep in mind the CertiCare trans diagnosis that we do at no charge is extremely important. We see a lot of vehicles that come in that have had an initial trans repair possibly, and it wasn't a trans causing the problem, or that come in that for a second opinion and it's not a transmission as described. We've saved a lot of people a lot of money over 27 years, that's for sure. If you think you have a transmission problem, best thing to do is get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly by our qualified transmission department, which is Kevin.
Hi.
The lead of it. Hi, good morning. So, and always there to help, but great stuff to do. And all four of our locations actually can perform the CertiCare no-charge transmission diagnosis for you. So if you think you have a transmission problem, give us a shout. We'll get your appointment, get you in. Initial checkout and inspection and testing is no charge, and we go from there. You can also, if you miss any of our Auto Talk radio segments, feel free to jump on to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. From there, you can go to the bottom and click on Auto Talk, and it'll take you to the page where all of the podcasts are. So any of them that you missed, you can listen to. Also, Auto Man segments on the Auto Man on the CW, Friday morning and Friday evening news. If you've missed the Friday segment, hop on there. They put them on there, and you can check them out and see them all for you. They go all the way back to, I think they have over a year on there. So good stuff to see. If there's any questions or missed one, go check it out. And that's westautomotivegroup.com. And from there, you can also check us out as far as make an appointment, see what we're about. There's all kinds of tips on there. There's our blogs on there. Everything's on there, westautomotivegroup.com. Get on there and surf around and find out what we're all about if you haven't before. Great information, westautomotivegroup.com. So today we're talking about 10 problems with a vehicle that possibly a car could diagnose. I don't know. Finding 10 problems a car can diagnose on its own is actually a lot harder to pin down than you might think. Now that we're firmly in the 21st century, a better question might be, what problems can't a car diagnose for itself? That's a long list.
Well, I was going to say, most... they can only set perimeters or whatever somebody put into the computer. I mean, or in the software.
Well, correct. So when a sensor picks some... Well, first, the first two easiest thing are shorted or open sensors. Those a car can pick up right away.
Yeah, because it's not working and there is no...
Correct. So, but when it sets a code for a sensor, it doesn't necessarily say it's shorted or open. So the testing has to be done at that point. So it really doesn't diagnose itself when it comes out. But... it will pick those up, and it will turn on a check engine light in a heartbeat the minute one of those things happens with a sensor, for sure. And cars today are surrounded by sensors. I mean, how many sensors do you think we have in a car today? On average, on 2016 and newer cars that have come out, how many sensors do you think we have on a car? I mean, you got everything from tire pressure sensors, AC pressure sensors, power steering, if it's got power steering. Maybe it has electronic steering. If so, then you have electronic sensor.
Sometimes it'll have sensors on it still for the steering because that motor does take energy away from the engine. So it'll shut off the AC real quick while you're making your turn or something.
And it has sensors for all kinds of things, not to mention now self-parking sensors.
And all the cameras in the back.
The cameras in the back. And then in all our anti-collision sensors now that we have on cars.
To prevent
that. And we're heading towards driverless cars.
Well, they also have the cars now that with the cruise control that you can set it, and if it comes up behind somebody, it'll automatically slow down.
Active cruise control, it's called. Yep.
And there's
it applies the brakes.
Yeah.
Well, now
RAM cars actually have about, they say like 50 sensors around the whole car because by the time you do the backup sensors, you know, the parking assistants.
And most manufacturers do. I mean, So you don't even have to be on cruise control, though, now. You roll up on the back of a car fast enough.
And it will break.
It'll break on its own.
Yes.
Even if you're just accelerating, it'll shut down the power to the accelerator. Because remember, it's all drive-by-wire now.
And it'll start downshifting the transmission if it ends up braking. Which is good.
Cars are getting smarter.
Yes.
They're trying to prevent you from being in an accident is what they are, which is a good thing. Safety is important.
Yeah, but it's not bulletproof. And the reason I say that is because if somebody comes from you from the side, it's hard for the car to catch that.
Didn't you just make a comment leaving last week that if you own a Tesla, it won't drive itself? Don't let it drive itself.
Exactly. I'm just, you know what? Sometimes people have too much faith in that stuff, but it's not a person. It's not, and even people make mistakes.
It's artificial intelligence.
Yes,
it is. So
but the problem is a person actually designed that, so people make mistakes. They can't make that perfect neither.
Well,
they can get close, but it's not.
It can definitely help you and assist you, but you need to be paying attention.
Yeah,
no matter
that's
what.
All I'm trying to get at.
We're not in the day of the Jetsons yet.
Well, it is a good thing though. I mean, what they're doing with cars is good. I'm not trying to knock it at all.
No.
I'm just saying sometimes people have. You know what? I'll be out on a test drive, and I've noticed, especially since Palomar's right around the corner from our shop, there's a big intersection right there. People stand on that corner, and they just walk across that corner, and they're looking at their cell phones. They're not even paying attention. Now, granted, if you have the walk signal, I'm not supposed to make a left there, but you know what? We all make mistakes.
Well, so that's not – I'd be paying attention for my health, not for
– That's my point,
else,
though. So while you're driving your car, it's a good idea to pay attention.
So cars today are, like we said, are surrounded by sensors. They're in the engine, the tires, the reservoirs, the windshield, the electrical system, the seat, your brain. Wait, no, not your brain. Probably all these sensors and the systems that they keep track of are known as onboard diagnosis or OBD, which we talk about. Not to be confused with deceased rappers or anything like that, but OBD system, onboard diagnostics for vehicles, and all these systems are plugged in. So when people say, my check engine light came on, what could it be? These days with newer cars, or my ABS light came on, or my traction control light came on, can be multitudes of issues going on. And it could be something as simple as a sensor that faulted out, an opening or shorted sensor, or it could be a sensor picked up something in a system that didn't seem right. It's not even the sensor's fault. It's waving a flag saying, hey, I seen this signal come through and it doesn't look right, you know, especially if it's a monitoring sensor, like a air fuel ratio, et cetera. A lot of times they set codes there. It's not that sensor's fault. It's picked something up in their fuel control.
Well, if you think about an O2 sensor, if it's dumping raw fuel down the tailpipe, all of a sudden it's going to have like four O2 sensor codes because they're all going to be stuck high.
Air fuel ratio codes, exactly.
It's not that it's really stuck high. It's just there's so much fuel going down there that it is pushing it high.
And what a lot of people don't, and even unless you're really way trained like all of us that continue to go to school at the West Automotive Group, what a lot of people don't realize is even rear monitoring O2s, which used to be for just catalyst monitoring, now play a part in fuel control on a vehicle.
Well, yeah. Because
so there's all these different inputs that are helping assist fuel control. And that's just fuel control. There's a million other systems
going on. Well,
think
about this. How many? When's the last time you actually looked at the thing and seen how many actual O2 sensor codes there are? Just O2 sensor codes.
I think there's like 35 or something like that.
And then I remember the early Chevrolets when they first came out with their OBD connector and only had one connector.
The sensor only had one wire, too.
Yes, it was green. And they only did that for the first couple of years in the 80s. And then because Chevrolet was the first one to go with, like, real live data.
Talk about a slow-responding sensor,
yeah,
too.
But there was only, like, 10 codes.
There was. That was it.
It was just...
Hey, back in the day, and back in the day when we and I was working on a lot of German cars. You came to work for me, it was before we'd opened West Escondido. And all that was fluke meter diagnosis. Everything I did was pin testing, fluke meter diagnosis.
Yeah, because you had to tap into the wiring.
Yeah. And you were working on a lot of American cars at that time, but I was working on a ton of those. And even that, you had to do a bunch of pin testing. Your fluke meter was your best friend back then. That if you were a good diagnoser, man, you used that fluke like no tomorrow. So,
I like my four-channel scope.
Yeah.
It works awesome.
Yes. So today we have a lot more information, but you need to know how to decipher that information and then also what tests to run when you get that information. And that's the only way you diagnose a vehicle properly.
A code only puts you in a direction.
Correct.
It's not, if you see an O2, a lot of people, they'll go to somewhere like AutoZone and they'll run the thing and they'll be like, they'll go, I'm going to throw an O2 sensor at it. But normally it's not an O2 sensor.
Correct. So what the problem with that is, as I tell people, the best money ever spent is when you diagnose a car by a qualified technician at a quality facility because you get the right answer. J- just scanning a vehicle does not tell you what's wrong with a vehicle. And that's where a misconception comes in with a lot of folks. They think, oh, just get the code. It'll tell you what to fix. That's so far from the truth and never happens properly. And that's where we see all these people that do show up at some place where they get it scanned at. They get information. They tell them, the guy behind the counter who's not a technician says, oh, well, that's an air fuel ratio code. I'd put two air fuel ratio sensors in it. And you do that, and then you show up at our facility because you still have the same problem, and you've dumped $300, $400, $500 in the car already, which was a terrible idea because it wasn't an air fuel ratio code. It was a vacuum leak at the throttle body
exactly.
or something like that that caused that air fuel ratio code. Exactly. So there's all the – and is that always the case? No. There can be a million things that cause those kind of problems. We had a stuck injector. We could have a misfired plug. We could have – so we could have misfire codes and air fuel ratio codes, and you can go on and on and on and on. But the importance of this is knowing how to diagnose a vehicle properly and getting to the right engine, to the right answer for the engine, drivability, cruise control system, whatever it is, setting codes, getting to the right thing. So the point is that vehicles of all kinds try to keep track of their own health this way and give us information, but you really need to know how to decipher it. Oh, I mean,
diagnose it.
Can a loose gas cap cause a check engine light?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So that although maybe that simple.
I've noticed the manufacturers now are putting the gas cap light on the dash.
And so that comes, but you know, as you, well as I know, you know that that comes on with a gross evap leak. So it could be something else, too,
but they
think it's a gas cap because it a lot of times that all they want you to do is check your gas cap and it may go off when it retests.
Think about this, though. Think about how much the manufacturer probably lost as people were first buying them cars. And then they were going back under warranty because the check engine light was going on. They have to pay the technician and the gas cap was looped.
Correct.
So the manufacturer, the reason they went to that light is they probably lost so much money paying out for that.
They want the consumer, the driver, to check your gas cap.
Yes.
And when the evap system retests itself, if it was a loose gas cap, the check engine light will go out.
Yes.
So that's why they put that little gas cap thing on there. A lot of times, a gross evap leak is a failed gas cap.
Well, especially in...
Or not failed, but missing gas cap.
Yeah, especially when it's too hot or too cold out.
Yeah.
I've had my gas cap loosen up on me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know what? I knew that I'd got gas 3 days earlier, so I know that I didn't leave the cap loose. But now we went through a series of hot and cold. And then I realized my light will come on. I'll check it. It'll be a gross evap leak. And I'll twist it a little bit more. And you know what? Clear the code. Done. So,
true.
I mean, even things like that can cause your code.
Very true. Very true. So back in the bad old days, conventional wisdom said that everyone had to change their engine oil every 3,000 miles, they said. Well, obviously today we've changed to 5,000 miles. We've also gone to full synthetic on almost everything. And technology is definitely heading in the right direction. So now we have all these sensors also that tell about oil condition, but having a little trouble following those. So those and oil sensors these days can tell, like BMW loves to use them, Mercedes loves to use
them.
Who
else? Is it Ford or?
Cadillac
does it too. I think Ford does it too.
Ford may on some.
Because it'll say.
Maybe Lincoln.
Oh, no,
Lincoln.
It's Chrysler. Oh, Chrysler will tell you it's the wrong. It'll give a code and it says basically wrong motor oil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The wrong viscosity.
Oil.
Yeah, it's correct. So these sensors are sensing the engine oil on that. Now, going 10,000 miles on an oil change, and we talked about this last week, bad idea as far as I'm concerned. So I don't care what sensor run. We pick up contaminants in the oil. We talked about all the fluids last week, and it caused issues. So this is one of those situations where I wouldn't go by the sensors on the car waiting for it to tell me to change the oil. I would service my car every 5,000 miles and just keep it in great order. So there's a lot of more things that can be told to you by the car that are way more important. So setting a mileage for your car and making a decision on your own when to service the oil, I think, is the best option for us. And that's what I do with my vehicles, and that's what I recommend with our customers for sure. I would not wait for that thing because some of those go 10 or 12,000 miles before they tend to think the oil's
bad. You know
what?
My full-size truck does 10,000 miles. That's when it comes on. Me personally, on my bigger truck that I tow with, I still change the oil on the thing every 3,000 miles.
Well, it depends on what you're doing with
some
it. If extreme situations and you want to change
well,
more
I like
often,
to, that's the
do
one
you use
car.
Full synthetic on it?
Yeah, I use Mobil 1.
I figured you did.
But I mean, because there is some synthetics that are better than other synthetics, too. I mean, like Mobil 1 is just...
Well, as we talked last week,
you pay for it though.
Well, and it depends. You can get the same thing sometimes in a different scenario or package. Yes. Branded other ways. So just as long as you know what you're using, you know you're using a quality full synthetic oil. That's the important part there. Which, like I said, we only use full synthetics at the West Automotive Group. So very important there. Tire pressure monitoring. There's another one that within the past 10 years has really become more prevalent on every car.
That's pretty good too, though, because, you know, that I mean, fuel economy, car pulling to the right or left because the tire's low. It'll cost you money in tires if the tires are low and you don't realize it.
Correct. And the systems are getting better because initially it just said you have a tire low. Then we got systems that were like, well, you have a left front tire's low or right front tire, whatever. Then we got systems that actually now will tell you what tire pressure they are and how low they are.
And now they know exactly where it's at too.
Where it's located.
Remember, they used to be able to rotate the tires and it would still think the left tire was the left front tire, but now it might be on the rear and the right.
Well, yeah, we had to reset those when we rotate them then. Now the car will recalibrate itself when you rotate them and know, okay, the left front is now on the left rear. Change it to left rear, and it knows. It senses the sensors and that. So the technology is getting better, and that's really a system that can definitely, as long as it's not broken, tell on itself. Now, do sensors break? Yeah, sure, they fail. Sensors fail on everything. So sometimes you will get a TPMS light and it's not an issue. Zach was just in the other day, though, and said, I checked all the tires. And I said, well, let's check them again. So Jerry was standing there. He got the thing, and he saw, well, the right rear one's 20 PSI. And Zach said, oh, go figure. The only one I didn't check. I said, you said you checked all the tires. And he's all, yeah, the hose wouldn't reach that one at the gas station. So I figured if all the other three were fine, I was all, boy, okay. So there was a nail in his tire, so we
fixed it.
Yep, repaired it down the road, filled him up to 32, light went off, and he's on the way. But the good news with that is a couple things. You're right, Kevin. Gas mileage, because running vehicles low on tire pressure eats up a ton of extra fuel, without question. Second thing, it destroys tires.
Well, and that destroys sensors, too, because we've been noticing rubber.
Oh.
Like the ground-up rubber.
They don't like that.
They get stuck in the sensor.
Yeah.
Mass airflow sensor, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember when they said that was the leading cause of mass airflow sensor? Rubber.
Particle failure.
Particles and rubber stuck on the mass airflow sensor.
Well, so sensors now, so the tire goes low. And what Kevin's talking about is when you run a tire low on air, it chews up the inside sidewall of the tire and grinds up and creates all this fine rubber.
Like dust.
You dismount the tire, you can scoop it up in your hand. There's so much of it inside the tire. When you dismount a tire and find that to repair it, the tire's not repairable anymore. It's no good. Because that's all rubber off the sidewalls, and you can end up with sidewall failure. So at that point, you have to recommend
Which
a tire to a
dangerous.
Customer. Can be
blowing out sidewalls.
We don't want to blow out a tire ever. Never want to blow out a tire. Bad plan. So we want to be very careful about this and make sure that in the process we are looking at these tires and not repairing something that doesn't need to be. Just had a tire recently that a brand new tire, 2 months old. Looked down, I saw. There's a nail right at the edge of the tread. That's non-repairable. It's unsafe. Had to buy another new tire. There's no way around it. So, you know, unless you have road hazard on them. So I, of course, didn't do road hazard on my own tires. So,
exactly.
But it was what it was. So I ended up buying a new tire.
I've gone through a couple this year.
It happens. And there's a lot of stuff out there. But tires are very important for safety, just like brakes. So important stuff. So watch those TPMS sensors. When they recommend to check tire pressure, if you don't have TPMS sensors on your vehicle, I recommend that you check your tire pressure at least once a month. Make sure if you find an issue where a tire's going low, get it checked out. It's not that big a deal to get it fixed. And it'll save you a lot of money, a lot of fuel, and safety from just damaging a tire and maybe having an issue, which we don't want. So, you know, cars can tell you which tire it is and can tell you the PSI and getting way better at that. So as we're cruising along here, we're talking about sensors and things cars can do and what they can do to tell you about themselves and concerns they're having. And without question, we both agree, they're getting way better, for sure.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, way better. So
I'm getting ready because they said they want to go to OBD3.
Yeah, I know. That's coming. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Because the technology we have now compared to, like, well, we were both working on cars in the 80s, and you look at those cars in the late 80s, and you're like, whew. Man,
remember when Ford
I love the electronic carbureted ones.
Ford had no data stream, but they would give you a breakout box, and you had to basically, you were pin checking.
Well, that made it nice. You didn't have to back probe any connectors, at least. You had a breakout box. You did was pin checking. It was checking pin checking circuits is exactly what you were doing, without question. And it made things really nice and easy compared to trying to back probe all the German cars, man. I'll tell you, spend a ton of time back probing, and you have to be careful not to spread a connector or anything like that.
Because then you
and
have issues.
We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, spreading connectors and issues that you have. You don't test things right. Always fun. We're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
It's definitely a battle.
Sometimes our biggest heroes are the ones in our own backyard.
This is my life. This is 20 years.
Every day there are people working to protect and fight for our community. And News 8 is with you every step of the way. After Batwoman, The Flash, Arrow, and all of your favorite CW superheroes, stick around for News 8 at 10 every Sunday and weeknight on the CW San Diego and meet the real-life heroes defending America's finest city.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-557-5909. 800-557-5909. 800-557-5909.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need to check your rate at PieInsurance.com. Pie Insurance makes workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. At Pie, we protect your business and your employees and could save you up to 30%. Check your rate online today and see how much you can save at PieInsurance.com. That's P-I-E. Insurance.com.
So you actually have a couple different options when it comes to selling your house. So call Dan Beer, and he gives you your first option is cash offer. Sell as is, move out at your own convenience, no commissions, no closing costs. Like that, that's easy. Option two is the full market blitz. This is the one I mostly talk about, right? So you may enhance your net profit, but it takes longer. You get some traffic going through your house, everything's trade-offs. Third option is the Beer Home Team can provide capital to rehab your property. You can sell it at an even greater value. So none of these are good or bad. They're different. And it depends what situation you're in and what your house is like and what the market looks like in your area. And that's one thing I love about Dan Beer too. He doesn't specialize in one particular area. I don't even know why people consider that an asset, quite frankly. But he's all over the county. So he knows how things are moving and changing and how they're different in every single part of San Diego. 1-800-667-2003. 1-800-667-2003. Part of eXp Realty. and find out which of these three options are best for you. Sold by danbeer.com.
CBS News Update. Saudi Arabia says it will respond to the findings of a probe into an attack on its oil facilities if it determines Iran was behind the strike. It comes as the Pentagon prepares to send military hardware and troops to the Mideast. Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
We urge the Iranian leadership to cease their destructive and destabilizing activities and to move forward on a peaceful diplomatic path.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
What we have here, I think, in the remarks by the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Esper, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, is a moderate response, which emphasizes enhancing Saudi defensive capabilities in terms of ensuring that the oil fields are not vulnerable to a secondary attack.
Iran denies any role in the attack and says it's prepared for any scenario in the standoff. The country's leaders are due to gather in New York for the UN General Assembly starting Monday. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Dorsey.
From the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
The Pendleton 13. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. The Marine Corps has officially announced charges against 13 Camp Pendleton Marines for misconduct, including allegedly smuggling undocumented immigrants and drug offenses. Lance Corporal Byron Law and Lance Corporal David Salazar Quintero are the only two who've been named. A murder charge was filed yesterday against a 20-year-old man who allegedly gunned down another man in broad daylight in a neighborhood near the Colina Park Golf Course, then fled to Mexico. Freddy Rivera Corri was arrested Wednesday. And the use of gasoline-powered leaf blowers will be phased out in Encinitas by January under a new ordinance that went into effect yesterday. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Pros do it right by shopping at Lowe's to save on the supplies they need most from the brands they trust to get the job done. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Mostly sunny today after patchy morning fog. Right now, 64 degrees at Lindbergh Field. And San Diego State hosts Utah State at Qualcomm Stadium tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. And house with me is my co-host, Kevin Bowersock, helping me as we're talking about things cars can diagnose on their own. Before we jump into that, though, this morning, which isn't much so far we've deciphered, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It still takes a human to fix the car in the end. It
takes a human that knows what he's doing to fix the car. We see a lot of things. We're going to get into a couple of those things that are not even sensor related, though, here shortly. Interstate Batteries, though, is a sponsor of Auto Talk Radio. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else in the West, or at the West Automotive Group, I should say, when it comes to automotive batteries. They are truly the highest quality batteries. If you need a battery for any automotive-related concern, hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make yourself an appointment, and get in, and we'll stuff an Interstate battery in for you. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. If you need, or if you were to open the hood of our vehicles, I should say, you would find nothing but Interstate batteries. We truly believe in the quality of these batteries, and that's why it's the only thing we stock and sell. So Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, so we're talking about sensors and all this great stuff. And diagnose, where did we leave off there, Kevin?
Pins.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that real quick. That's a good point. So diagnosing a vehicle properly and testing. I saw this happen on a car not long ago, not with us, but somebody else, the car came out to us. So the person had taken it in for a drivability concern. And when he got the car back, he had to tow it out because it wouldn't start anymore. And there were several other issues. And there was all these codes being set. And, of course, I wasn't involved in the initial write-up in that. But the technician, I believe Brad was the one that looked at it at the Escondido store, I scanned it, all these codes. I looked at what initially the customer had said was fed. He's all, oh, we got spread pins. So we start taking the connectors apart and looking at them. What had happened, and we see this a lot with today's pins especially. Older cars were a lot more forgiving.
I already have all these scenarios in my head right now.
So I know. Older cars were a lot more forgiving back in the day. These pins on these cars, the connector pins, you probe them wrong and you spread them, they don't make good contact anymore. When they don't make good contact, what happens?
Too much resistance. It's like an open.
Open or shorted circuit or whatever. It's not shorted, but open.
Yeah.
So then it sets all these codes and looks, and the car won't start because there's no crank signal. There's no all these things going on. And so it took 4 hours to reset all the pins on this car that had been back probed wrongly. 4 hours. 4 hours. And after that 4 hours, the actual sad part was the initial diagnosis they made, whatever part they replaced, wasn't right. So we had to fix the actual problem. Once we did that, fix the pins, fix the actual problem, all the codes were gone, car started, ran like a champ.
Well, I gotta say something.
I need to say something before we go on to this. And that is, proper diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility will save you a ton of money.
Yes, it will.
I keep saying this. Dan used to say, get up on your soapbox. But I keep saying it.
It's true, though.
What were you going
to
add?
What was that guy? Was that one sign that used to be hanging in the office? Was it John
Ruskin?
Said it's unwise to pay too much, but it's unwise to pay too little. I can't remember the whole thing.
Well, the thing at the bottom, it's a philosophy, and it's from the 1800s. But he said, when you pay too little, you lose a lot because the thing you bought isn't qualified to do the thing it needed to do. Therefore, you need to buy something better, so you spend more money. And basically, that's what it comes down
to. It's really cool, though. Maybe someday you should read it on the air because it's really cool. But with the whole deal, when you're listening to the whole thing. But you know what? The thing about connectors, too, because connectors, they're not they used to make them thicker metal, but
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but they make them so thin now. And there's a lot of reasons. Everybody's like, no, they're going cheap.
Well, no, lower resistance and everything else.
It's not really that, neither. I mean, the reason they're making cars lighter is because how are they going to make it more fuel economy?
Correct.
It's the government that keeps pushing on them. And well, good fuel. I mean, I'm not against the environmental thing or anything like that. That's not where I'm going with this. But the same person that'll want to be green then complains about the car manufacturer. But the car manufacturer is just trying to get good fuel mileage. And then, you know what? A pound here, a pound here, a pound here.
Every year it tightens up.
Yeah.
And they have to make their numbers and they have to make their fuel economy charges. And they're getting tighter and tighter. So you're right. Every place they can cut a small bit of weight, they are. But the quality is of transferring information on these pins is also so better.
Well, because now they're using data lines too.
They're data, but they're just more sensitive to if you do something wrong to them.
Yeah.
So don't do something wrong to them. We have ways to test these that don't affect the pins. But when we see this, we know there's an unqualified or an inexperienced person trying to figure out what's wrong with this car, and that's what's caused that problem.
Yes.
So here's the deal. I'll say it one more time. Qualified technician, quality diagnosis, quality facility, get it done. Man, that is the best part of the repair you spend. If you want to do no other part of the repair, you should go to that part of the repair first. Get somebody to diagnose car right for you, no matter what. And at that point, then a quality repair. And I'm going to flip into something else outside of this electronics. I just dealt with this the other day. There was a female customer, and you know what? We treat every customer, like, I don't care if you're female, male, single, not, we don't care. We're here to fix cars, and we love to take care of all of our customers, make everybody happy. But the point that I was going to make to this is that she had made a statement that she brought this Toyota pickup truck and had a rear axle seal leak. You know how hard the rear axle seals are to replace on those,
yeah,
right?
Because the bearing.
Press the bearing off. Yes. You might need a reluctor ring. You may... All this stuff that you may have to do because it gets damaged.
The bearing keepers on there that's pressed on tighter than
the right side of the axle, I believe it was right or left, I can't remember. Anyway, the brake shoes and the tech had taken a picture of it. It was Gordon. He took a picture of it. Saturated in gear oil.
You don't get that out.
You can't get it out. So what you need to do is replace that seal, and if the axle's bad or whatever, you got to do all that to stop the leak and then put brake shoes on it. The estimate, because we estimated everything it possibly could be, hey, you might need a reluctor ring, maybe this, because that's how we do things, right?
That way you're not surprised when you take it apart.
It could be this or it could be less. That way it's not more.
That way it's not, you know what I mean? Taking apart by the way, it's going to be $500 more or whatever.
Exactly. So we try to do that as most often we can. That way you're not going blindly into a repair. I don't like...
You'd much rather hear it was $500 cheaper.
It's not but not always can you do this.
No.
But in some of these things, we know like these things could fail. And we try to give you all the different options. So we do the best we can in letting you know. She chose not to do the repair. And the response I got back for her afterwards was, I went someplace else. And I got it done for $200. And I said, okay. Got what done for $200? And she says, I don't know, but it's fixed. And I said, well, that seal's not fixed, I guarantee you. And I tell you what someplace else did. They cleaned all that gear oil off there. They replaced the brake shoes, cleaned it all out, send her down the road, and within a couple thousand miles, those brake shoes will be saturated with gear oil.
Well, you know what'll happen.
How often do we see this, though? Somebody unqualified to be making decisions like that.
The brake shoes will get hot, and that's when the oil will bleed back out of them again, even if they thought they cleaned it out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The brake shoes are going to end up – no, they didn't clean it out. They put brake shoes on it, for $200. I bet they put shoes on, but they cleaned all the gear – well, regardless, they cleaned all the gear oil that had leaked out of the – out of the drum and all that, cleaned all that up, put brake shoes on it. But that seal is going to continue to leak, and it's going to impregnate the new brake shoes.
Oh, you're saying they didn't put a seal on it.
They didn't put a seal in it.
Oh.
I know. There's no way they'd put a seal on it. That's 4 hours of labor, unless they're working for free. If they are, so
be
it.
You know the bad thing is? You'll never hear back if it is leaking in another 2 weeks.
Oh, I know it's leaking. I don't need to hear back.
You never get to know that.
I didn't get a response back.
Well, we know it's leaking, but I'm just saying that.
I guarantee she went and looked at her paperwork and went, oh, he's right. So, you know what? And I never want to see that happen to anybody, and I'm sorry that happened to her. That is not what I was looking for. The point that I was looking for is making sure that you're comparing apples to apples and your vehicle's being fixed right. That's all that I'm talking about right here. And that, because when you get a drastic difference in things like that, there's a reason. It's not just, you know, it's this much more money at this place. There's something there. And the reason there was the job wasn't being done properly. There's still going to be a leak. Those shoes are going to saturate. The money she spent, which is John, she spent money for something that's going to be destroyed, and you're going to have to start all over again. So it's $250 she spent, she said, they're going to be down the drain.
It'll be $200 more within the next few weeks.
Not going to be $200 more. Well, it's going to be another $1,000 to get
point,
all that
she
done.
She already spent $200.
If you
so
need
now,
a bearing and all that. Exactly. Yeah. So that's my point. You know what you're getting. And to be honest with you, what's unfair is the place she went took advantage of her because they should have told her about the seal and they should have not given. I mean, you can't give that option. That is not a repair. That's not even a patch. It's a failure put together again. So it's not something we would ever do at the West Automotive Group. Some things you can say like, hey, you might be able to get by with this. But in that case right there, don't spend the money on new brake shoes. They're just going to get saturated again. It's a waste unless you fix the seal, plain and simple. So I'll let that be for what it is and move on. But I did want to make a comment about that because that concerns me that customers or consumers out there are being taken advantage in that way and, you know, not getting a vehicle repaired right.
Exactly. They just aren't educated right.
So. They are not. So thanks to modern sensors, your car can tell when brake pads are getting thin, too. That is true on a lot of cars now.
I was going to say, it used to be, what was it, the Mercedes?
BMWs, Mercedes, all have the sensors on them. Yeah,
they had that little thing that slid in there. And all it would, I mean, it's not like it was any rocket science.
You know, it grounded and it created the ground when it was bad and it turned the light on. It was the ground for the light.
Wear the coating off of it and then the wire would touch the rotor and it was the ground.
It was the ground. Yep. So, and that's how they all still work, all the ones that they still have.
Right.
But regardless, it can definitely tell you when your brake pads are getting thin. So the only time that's a problem is, there's only one on each side of one brake pad. So if a caliper hangs and that brake pad is wearing out faster, then you could go metal to metal before the light turns on.
You
want to
know something, though? Because even like all the American cars back in the day, because they had that float thing in there,
mm-hmm.
most of the – if you kept your brake fluid at the right height – and now I know there was a bunch of places back in the 80s like quick oil changes that would fill it up. But if you kept that brake fluid the right height, it would drop enough the brake light would start coming on when your brake pads were getting low. The problem is they used to refill.
Well, that's why one of the things I do, and we're gonna have to take our last break here real quick. But one of the things that I always say is, adding brake fluid when the brake light comes on is not a fix. There's something wrong.
You need to
take
check
a
the
good
brakes.
Look. All right, folks, we're gonna take our last break here real quick as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
I'm so grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa,
and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
Be a little social. Get up with 8 weekday mornings at 6.
I mean, this story is touching a lot of people on social media.
We're getting a lot of reaction, obviously, on our Facebook page. Really
well thought out arguments there from our viewers.
So appreciate you sending in your pictures.
I love that these puppies are all up with 8.
What a cute dog.
Social media is buzzing about Denver.
We have a poll on our website.
Yeah, we asked you to weigh in on your favorite teachers.
Share your pictures using the hashtag #UpWith8.
Be a part of the conversation.
This morning, we want to hear from you.
Weekdays on News 8 This Morning.
This fall, Thursday's a night of remarkable women on CBS.
Awesome! Amazing!
With Oscar winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris on Mom.
Jump! Ow!
You completely missed my arms.
Then Emmy Award winner Patricia Heaton comes home to CBS in Carol's second act.
I am so excited to be here!
Her biggest adventure starts today.
I'm an intern, just like you.
But you have a long coat, like a resident.
It's not a long coat, I'm just short.
It all begins Thursday, September 26th.
In the financial industry, you often hear the word diversification. Unfortunately, this word is often overused and leads to unnecessary products with high commissions or a confusing portfolio that leads to poor returns. At Wilsey Asset Management, we put in the time to conduct the full research for all the positions in the portfolio so you have a transparent view of your investments. Join us for our next Smart Investing Workshop Thursday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. Register at smartinvesting2000.com.
Have you explored our great national parks and all its natural beauty? September is National Wilderness Month, and Congressman Mike Levin is encouraging Southern California residents to get outside, explore our public lands, and enjoy the great outdoors. President Johnson signed the Wilderness Act in 1964, directing the National Park Service to protect our vast wilderness areas and preserve nature's animals, plants, and habitats. Let's get outdoors and enjoy the natural beauty of our great protected public lands.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us this September morning. September 21st, man. It's going to be October for a while.
I know.
Are you ready for Halloween? Is that the costume you're wearing?
You want to know something? My kids don't go trick-or-treating anymore, and so I don't know.
Mine hasn't gone trick-or-treating for a long time.
I live on the county road off, you know, the beaten path anyway, yeah. So we never get trick-or-treaters just because if we're going to get trick-or-treaters, the neighbor will call us and say, hey, my grandkid's going to be over here. And, you know, I mean,
well, we got about a month until we hit the Halloween
thing.
I
don't get nobody at my house anymore, and I don't have to go out and do that 10-mile hike
with your children. Yeah.
After you've been working all day. Which, you know what, it was always okay because my kids were always happy. It made them happy. It made me happy.
Well, now your wife is getting his and hers costumes, and you're going to a Halloween party.
We did that once, thing one and thing two.
Oh, great. I bet that was cute.
Actually, there was probably more times than that. That's only the one I can remember.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Yeah, we're getting preoccupied with Halloween here, and we got quite a bit of time until we get to it. So let's not jump down that road yet. We do appreciate you joining us, and I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, at 844 North Johnson Avenue out in El Cajon, East County, AAA approved and smog certified. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right here in Central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76, right there at the Golden Triangle, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, taking care of folks over there. Well, that's been over there for 30 years, but we took it over April 1st with Dan. We merged together, so taking care of folks over there now for about 5 or 6 months and enjoying meeting all the new clients there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, including myself and employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Okay, so check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments. You can check us out. You can check out the Automan segments on the CW if you missed them. You can check out Auto Talk Radio if you missed any of the live radio shows with us. The podcasts are on there. That's westautomotivegroup.com, westautomotivegroup.com. Or email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, so we're talking about cars and diagnosing themselves, and we almost wrapped up the hour. It's getting, boy, it went fast, huh?
Yeah.
Just like that. So we've talked about some things. But modern science, the brake pads, we were talking about that. They can tell they've been around for a while, kind of. Don't always rely on that. The best thing is during an oil service, if you have a qualified technician taking a look at your vehicle like we do, we always inspect brakes visually and measure them. Actually, it should be measured in millimeters. If anybody's giving you percentages on your brake pads, don't buy into that. The reason for that is we don't know what they started at. Some started 12 millimeters, some started 11, some started 10.
So how are we going to know what the percentage is?
We don't know the percentage. Neither does the person looking at your brakes. I don't care how good they are. I can tell you this, though. If they tell you it's 4 millimeter, 5 millimeter, 6 millimeter, and they measured it with what's called a measure stick for brakes, that's truly the measurement. At 4 millimeters, they should start recommending brakes to you. At 3 millimeters, you really need brakes. At 2 millimeters, you really need brakes. So just a thought. That's on brake pads. So if you have any questions about any brake stuff, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Okay, so what about kinds of fuel we have out there? There's plain old gasoline, and there's electric cars now, and there's a bundle of sensors on electric and hybrids, right?
Yeah.
And we specialize in hybrids,
too.
It's
got to know how hot the battery is because it can't overcharge. It's kind of like a cell phone.
It's got the intercooler system for the – there's all kinds of stuff on those. So there's lots of sensors on those. They, just like the rest sensor on regular cars, don't tend to diagnose themselves very well. They will set codes, and then we got to go in and figure out what's going on inside the system. It takes a lot of technology to get diesel fuel clean. A lot of job is still left to the particulate system, the exhaust system, et cetera. I'm talking about emission-wise when it comes out. So we got all kinds of systems there, regen systems and all that that clean up the
– clean up the cat.
Yep. So there's a lot of stuff on diesels. Diesels are highly electronic, too, just like regular gasoline cars.
Yeah, it's not 1980 on diesels anymore.
No, it is not.
The only thing electronic on them back then was the glow plugs.
Correct. So, yeah, back then it was. That wasn't even really electronic.
No, it just like turned on and
it turned
the
on,
cylinder,
turned
boom.
Off. Yeah. You know, we have cars now that they check the level of humidity inside the passenger compartment. We have sensors for that and all kinds of things. You would be amazed at the sensors we have. We have cars now that will actually turn on the AC or turn on the heat or turn on the defrost or turn on the.
This just goes to show, just because you spent more money on a car doesn't mean it's going to last longer. It just gives you more options. Like, it's going to keep you more comfortable. It's going to handle better.
And yeah, which is nice.
But it is more things that are going to break. So, I mean, a car is a car is a car.
True. And so, a lot of what I want you to keep in mind when sensors come on in the vehicle, check engine light or something, a lot of people's hearts stop. Should you pull over right now? Well, if you're going to pull over to determine the situation, be safe about it. If you're on the freeway, don't panic. Drive to a nice exit safely like you normally would. Exit. Find yourself a safe spot. Figure out what's going on with your car. Any car scenario, do that with. You don't need to drive straight in. You know, you can always give us a shout. We have customers call sometimes. Check engine light comes on. We'll usually walk you through things like, how's the car seem to be running? It seemed to be running okay. Yeah, it's not flashing, right? Not flashing. Check engine light. Nope, not flashing. Anything, loss of power, anything like that? Nope, no. All right. Well, let's schedule to get you in as soon as possible. What's convenient for you? You know, if we have other things like a flashing check engine light, that's a heavy misfire. You can cause damage to catalyst. You got raw fuel going into the exhaust. Can be bad things. But that's why we want to walk you through these questions when you call us with those kind of issues. Same thing with traction control, airbag, ABS systems, any of those lights that come on. We're going to ask you a couple questions to determine how urgent is this, how bad a situation is it, and how fast do we need to get you in to get you checked out to keep from damaging the vehicle or putting you in it or your family in an unsafe condition, which we never want to do, that's for sure. So today we basically we tried to cover as much as we could on cars and sensors and things like that. Anything you want to add real quick, Kevin, as we're wrapping up the show here?
No, because I still got all this stuff warm. I mean, there's so many sensors on the car, we could never...
We can never cover them all in an hour. We'd need like an eight-hour day of talking about this for sure and may not even make it then. The point to this all is having your vehicle diagnosed properly by a qualified technician.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego. This